It is June, my luscious ones. Damn, I mean, June's almost halfway through 2022, and I'm just getting used to writing 2022 on things, never mind. So, a couple of things I wanted to mention before I get into some of my antics of last month. I know I missed my coming up audio, and it was sort of intentional, sort of not. The end of the month always gets away from me. And then I thought, I kind of want to play June by ear. I haven't done that for a while, and I feel like I wanted to let whatever creative ideas hit me take me into June. That being said, I do want to follow up on some of the series or potential series that I've had going and get a few more episodes in this month for you. I've got so many things that I've started, and I mean, even just last month, I did Sex City and the MILF Retreat, and then I still got all the series from before that I could add to, the Cucked by My Tits, Coming Out of His Shell, Better Than Your Wife, and Swim Coach is already coming this month with a cuckold story, I believe, is in line for this month. And then there's a girls' night, the House of Cock, so cum curse. My goodness, that's sort of my thing. I like to start things and then I never really want them to end. So, you know, there could be more and then you guys want more. And then I think of another idea and never end up getting back to the more that I should. So I'm going to give you guys the chance to lead me in the direction that you want me to go in. Okay, what updates did I promise from last month? I know there was... Oh, yes. The Pop Rocks. I think I talked about this in my monthly update last month that I had bought Pop Rocks to try, you know, putting them in my mouth and doing something dirty with them. Well, as the life of Lacey goes, they were not as successful as I'd hoped. I think I shared this story with some of you that stayed behind after the live. I moved into a subscriber only room and talked a bit about this story. So some of you might have gotten a little bit of a spoiler, but I knew I kind of jinxed myself because I had different flavors. And out of all the flavors, I decided to choose cherry. I don't know why, but cherry was also the type of lube that I chose to try quite a while ago, and it ended up tasting like cough medicine. So cherry just seems to be a jinx for me, although I normally like cherry-flavored things. I put a lot of Pop Rocks in my mouth, you know, go big or go home, and I was there between his legs with a mouthful of Pop Rocks, put his cock in my mouth, and I wasn't just going to, like, hold his cock in my mouth and let the Pop Rocks go off, although maybe in hindsight that might have been a good strategy. I figured I'd sort of rub my tongue around his cock and what I would normally do with a cock, just with the added sensation of tingly Pop Rocks going off. And, oh, he was not a fan of this at all. Actually, he said it felt like sandpaper on his cock with my tongue. Like, in his defense, they are hard little rocks. That's why they call them rocks. They're like little rocks. So when I was like swirling them around his cock, he was not having it. And it was just too much of a sensation. And you know me, I likes to keep trying. So I swallowed some of them and then just kept a little and was trying to, But it was not a pleasant experience, apparently. It was fun. I mean, we laughed a lot and I tried a few different things with them. Less, no movement, tried them on the ball. No, he just did not enjoy that. So the Pop Rocks were bust, and I have like, I don't know how many packages I bought with the hopes of using them, but I just had to give them away because not for sexual purposes. I didn't pass them off and say, here, suck someone's cock with these Pop Rocks. I just said, here, try this candy. So I no longer, actually, I might have like a half a bag here still, like little package that I tried on my last monthly update that I haven't used. I probably have to get thrown out because they're not really a great candy either. I'm not a huge candy person, despite all the gum. I'm not a huge candy person. So chocolate, yes. Don't get me wrong. Chocolate, yes. Candy, no. Yeah, so that experiment didn't go well. Then I do remember last month, and I talked about how fingering doesn't get enough hype, and it's really, really good. And obviously, he knows that I enjoy that as well. And so that occurred again. I enjoyed that, and sometimes I go a little crazy. So this story is just going to be really weird, but I'm sharing it with you because who else am I going to share it with? And hopefully you enjoy these weird stories of my life. And I have to back up a bit, maybe, because it sort of all happened on the same night. So I'm not a big Star Wars fan. I know that's going to be sad for some of you. I have watched some of the Star Wars. I know more about, like, I guess the older first ones, even though I don't think they're really the first. I don't even know how the numbers go, but the original, like Darth Vader, Luke, Han Solo, that type of, I've seen those. I haven't really seen any of the more recent ones. I don't know anything about the Darth Sith or Mole, or I don't know who these people are, but I have agreed to sit and watch some of The Mandalorian, and even started Obi-Wan a bit. So I guess I don't really need to know most of the backstory, because if I don't know, I just don't care and I watch for the entertainment of it. But yeah, so there's Baby Yoda, or maybe it's not Baby Yoda, maybe it's a different Yoda in The Mandalorian. Whatever, you know who I'm talking about, the little Yoda character. So there's that. We were watching that, and then I don't know how, but maybe in between went into somehow me getting fingered. Yes, don't ask how we went from watching The Mandalorian to me getting fingered. I may have played a little role in initiating or instigating things. So after we were laying there, I felt great, satisfied, happy. I said, I'm really sorry that I just abused your poor hand again. He says, that's okay. And I'm thinking, that is not the right answer. Which I said to him, like, no, you're not supposed to say that's okay. You're supposed to say, oh no, it's perfectly fine. I love doing that. Not, it's okay. Like, yeah, Lacey, you totally ruined my hand and I won't be able to use it all day tomorrow, but it's okay. Anyways, so that was one part. So then we're lying there, and he'd already gotten his, or whatever he could handle of me on him. But, of course, he's still naked, and I'm still naked, and The Mandalorian is still playing, and I'm just reaching down to pet his cock. Maybe pet is the wrong word, but literally it was just, like, rubbing it gently, and then I kind of... Oh, this story. Anyway, I kind of just patted the head of his cock just gently. And then I didn't mean it the way it sounded, but I said, yeah, I'm just patting it like, you know, Baby Yoda. And I meant like I would pat maybe even this sounds terrible, but I did mean like you would pat Baby Yoda on the head. But meaning the padding, not the Baby Yoda. And I didn't mean to bring Baby Yoda into a sexual sort of scenario. And I got the, like, weirdest, strangest look from him. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, no, not I would be padding you know, baby Yoda's cup. Anyways, I'm going to quit while I'm ahead, but I lost it then, and I was just laughing and laughing. And then I said, well, that might be an interesting way to talk about it. Like, you know, if I'm horny, I could just say, I wish I could play with baby Yoda right about now. And that didn't go over very well either, because he was like, you don't want to be referring to anything down there as baby. And yeah, I get that. I get that. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work as a euphemism either. Jesus. I know. Now I've probably ruined Baby Yoda for most of you. I'm sorry. It's funny because this just brought to mind something else. More like a guy thing that I don't know about, that I thought I knew about, but I guess I'm wrong. So I'm going to throw this out there, and the men listening can tell me whether I'm wrong or not. And I'm going to do a very bad job of explaining this because I don't know the technical terms for any of these things. So men have, whether you're wearing boxers or briefs, there's either buttons sometimes, or there's like a little peaky hidey hole thing in the briefs that you can fish your penis out from, I guess. I don't know. I think that's what the hole is for. Because don't most men's underpants have a hole or buttons? I think they do. I don't know if I've seen any that don't. Maybe there are some that don't now. No, I think they all do. Well, you can answer that one too. But I just assume that the hole is so that you could just unzip your zipper and fish out your cock through the hole in the zipper if you're going to go pee in a public restroom, or maybe even at home. I don't know. Maybe everybody stands to pee at home. I don't know these things. That's what I assume the hole's there for, and I assume you guys use it that way. But apparently that's not the case. It's just that you would pull down the top of your pants and the top of your underwear to go pee in public? I don't know. I just, maybe that is what happens. I'm just thinking, if you have really tight pants, that must be difficult. But it would be interesting to know if I'm right or wrong. So I'm not going to put out a poll. Maybe some of you can just let me know or put in the comments, like, yes, that's what the hole is used for, or nobody ever uses the hole for that purpose. If not, I don't know why there's a hole. Like, what is the hole in men's underwear there for, if not to fish your penis through to pee in public? Yeah, these things women don't know. You guys don't know about, I don't know, periods and menstruation and makeup, maybe. We know those things. I don't know about holes in your underwear. The holes by design, anyways. Sorry, I went off on another tangent, as I do, because I don't script these monthly audios. And looking back, I damn well should have scripted this one for June, because it just went off the rails, as usual. I'm probably going to leave it and just go with it and let you listen to how my crazy, insane mind works. That is probably enough for one month. I just expect the rest of June to be fun and carefree and dirty. And I've got some fun things, real life fun things to look forward to and shop for and dress for. And I get to get my nails done. I haven't had my nails officially done since COVID. Like, I've had me doing them, but that's pretty pathetic. So I'm really looking forward to having nice nails again. Not that I couldn't have done it over the last year or so. I just kind of didn't have a reason to. And once you do it, again, I'm going off topic here for things men don't need to know, but once you do it, you kind of have to keep it up, because it costs a lot to get your nails done the first time, but not so much if you keep them up. And so you want to keep them up. So I'm going to want to be doing that more often. And I love having pretty nails and hair and things like that. I'm not so much a shoe lady. I don't want to burst your bubble for those of you that love shoes. I like nice shoes, but nails, hair, Earrings. Oh, earrings. Yeah. I want skirts, dresses. I'm going to be going shopping as well and looking for some more summer dresses and skirts. I have this summer dress that has pockets. I think I have two of them. And I was wearing it probably yesterday. And I just felt like it's a tight, nice, pretty dress. And the pockets, though, I know men think women are crazy, but I was just like, ah, my pockets, a dress with pockets. It was so much fun to be out and just put my phone in my pocket of a dress that you can still have a dress with pockets. They're rare. You just got to trust me on that. Oh, and purses. Oh, I love a good purse. And I'm not much of a shopper. I know it sounds, makes me sound really high maintenance. I'm not. I'm actually pretty low maintenance kind of woman, but there are certain things that I like, and I'm looking forward to enjoying what's coming this summer and sharing a lot of dirtiness with you, making you come, showing you my unending appreciation for you listening to me and the loads of cum that I get from you. Whether I get to hear about them or not, in my mind, that's the joy of doing this. Just knowing that, oh, the cum. Can you tell that I'm a little bit cum hungry right now? I feel like I'm drooling. I don't know why. It just really hit me at the thought of a lot of cum. I know I said I would stop, but it's funny because sometimes people say, how do you feel? How do you feel knowing that all of these men are coming and coming for you? And I don't get in my head like that. I don't think about that type of thing. I'm not like, oh my God, I make all these men. That's not really who I am. I love a dirty story, and I do love cum, and I do love cocks. So it's just fucking fun for me. But in this moment that I'm actually thinking about a lot of cum and loads of cum and being cum-coated, yeah, that's a good plus, that the idea of that and how much cum. I mean, right now, at this very moment, while I'm recording this very new monthly update, someone somewhere could be jacking off and spilling a load as I'm moaning in their ear. That's a pretty hot thought. And it's funny, too, because the sites where I host my podcast will give you a breakdown of all the different countries in the world that people have listened to your podcast from and the number of listeners or downloads. I don't know exactly what the statistic is, but my God, go through the list and they'll be like countries I've never even heard of before that people have listened to my audio. And I think, wow, that's just, it's crazy. I don't think of it often because I think it would blow my mind or make me nervous, or I'm not the type to let things go to my head like that. I'm not a very conceited person. It's just more wild to me that my voice is there in some of these places that I've never been. So it's fun. And I do it for the fun. And you supporting me is the way I get to continue to do this for the fun. So you are just the most awesome supporters on the entire planet. And I appreciate you so very, 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 very much. I love you all, my luscious ones. Have an amazing rest of June, as I know I will. And bye for now. Lacey.